Hello, this section is Jenny Engel, participating in the DOS report on Dominga Kleska, date of birth 9/28/1944, date of procedure April 18/2024. Physician is Dr. Jenny Engel. Referring physician is Dr. H.U.Y. Vu. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies. And hemoclip deployment times one. Indication is history of Barrett's, GIM, dysphagia. Abdominal distension. Description, procedure, and function times obtained period. Possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as lung cancer, or experience of the patient period. Patient's breath and nostrils will be placed in left lateral position, sedated by anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care. Period of well lubricated lumbar sedative gastric opus introduced into esophagus and advances direct vision to the second portion of duodenum period. Careful examination made of the duodenum bulb, second portion of duodenum, stomach dejunction, esophagus period, retroflex, who is obtained at the cardiobarrier resection from the stomach floor, retroscope period, the patient saw the procedure without any complications findings. The proximal mid esophagus appeared unmarked. Coma biopsies were obtained for further evaluation given the dysphagia. Next line, the Z line was mildly irregular at 35 centimeters from the bite block. This was definitely less than 1 centimeter in length. Comma biopsies were obtained in all four quadrants given the history of Barrett's esophagus. Next slide. There was a distal esophageal nodule at approximately 34 centimeters from the bite block. This was approximately 7 to 8 millimeters in size and definitely submucosal. Next slide. There was evidence of gastric erythema. Comma biopsies were obtained in the antral body for histology and to rule out H. pylori given the patient's history. There was a nodule in the antrum. Comma, this was biopsied for histology. This was approximately 8 millimeters in length and in size and was definitely mucosal and did not have a submucosal look. Next line, there were two gastric fundus nodules. One was biopsied. This one was approximately 5 millimeters in size and did have a good amount of oozing from the site. A hemoclip was deployed over the defect to control the bleeding. Next slide. The duodenum overall appeared unremarkable. Biopsies were obtained for further evaluation of celiac disease. Next slide. The ampulla appeared unremarkable. Next slide. Plan. Follow up biopsy pathology. Next line. We'll discuss endoscopic ultrasound for further evaluation of the two fundus nodules as well as the distal esophageal nodule. Next line, continue promethazine daily as patient is intolerant to PPI therapy with pantoprazole and omeprazole. Comma, we'll discuss with patients in the office for trialing of alternative PPI if she would be willing. Next line, await by recommend barium esophagram for further evaluation of dysphagia. Next line, recommend repeat endoscopy in 3 years given the GIM and Barrett's.